Welcome to the Switch On Podcast. My name is Adora Lumina Mbelu, Bright Light Purpose Driver, and your number one purpose and productivity coach. Each week, you will learn how to own your mind and body and make it work for you on your life's journey. I want to show you that while you may not always have control over external forces, you can create your own pathway to fulfilling your God-given mission. And it all starts with your mind. Hi guys, welcome to the Switch On Podcast. My name is Adora Lumina Mbelu and I've been running this series called Success Is. Please go back and listen to episodes 1 to 11. Today is day 12 and I'm going to be talking about accepting transitions. In life, we go through multiple transitions. So whether it's a change of job, change of environment, a new business that we start, new friendships, relationships, moving to an entirely different country, change is inevitable and it happens to everyone. Now, the challenge is it can be really difficult to accept change. We don't want to adapt to this new transition that we experience. So we stay in a space where we are resentful of the transition period. And many times we just want that period to be over. So we refuse to accept it as our now, as our present moment in which we have lessons that we need to learn. The truth is, change can be paralyzing. It can completely ruin a perfectly happy season, right? Or a perfectly happy person as well. Especially when we believe that this change is only happening to us. It's not happening to anyone else. So in our mind, it's like, oh no, this thing I'm going through, it's only happening to me. It's not happening to everyone else. The pandemic is only happening to me. It's not happening to everyone else. It becomes a case of, oh, why does my life have to be like this? Like, what did I do to deserve this? Why me? Change is rarely happening to you. Change is just naturally occurring. It's not happening to you. It's simply happening. And you must learn to open up your arms and to embrace it, to deal with it. Life is filled with uncertainty. And if nothing else, I think that that is a solid reminder that this world is not ours. We're simply here to play a role in the building and evolution of this kingdom and to pass through it, not to own it. But we're continuously fighting to own it. Like, we find ourselves in position where it's just a case of, you know what, like, I need to own this. You know, I need to own this world. And in that fight, you start to experience frustration and anger. Personally, like, I've had to transition from multiple businesses. I've had to transition from one country to another. I've even had to transition out of a marriage. And I can tell you that it has not been an easy journey. But one of the things that I often, you know, can beat my chest to is that I have learned so much and I have grown so much in the process. Every single transition has prepared me for where I am now and where it is that I'm going. In fact, I believe that the reason why many people are afraid of transitional points is that they're worried about what other people will think or say. So they don't want to be asked tough questions like, oh, what are you up to these days? What are you doing now? Where are you living at the moment? When I separated from my ex, I left our beautiful home with nowhere else to go other than to move back into my parents' home at the time. And it was very tough. Like, I hadn't lived with my parents since I was about 17 years old. And at 32, I was literally moving back into their home. So it was tough. And I'll tell this story a different time, not today, but transitions happen, okay? Life happens. And in those moments, instead of focusing so hard on when it's going to end and when things can return to normalcy, just focus on where it is that you are in that moment and how you can make the best of your time there. There is always a silver lining. Like in the example I gave, for instance, moving in with my parents brought me closer to them. It allowed my son to be covered with love from his grandparents and it just connected us all deeply. Was it frustrating? Absolutely. But there were many positives and I chose to focus on them, especially on the tough days. Okay, so it's overwhelming to be in transition. I completely understand it. Been there, done that, have the t-shirt to prove it. Okay, but please give room for the evolution to happen naturally. It will move you into a place of many beautiful possibilities. I love you and I will catch you tomorrow.